Well, all right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. This is part one of the three-part series, the first of the 2020 Total Awareness classes that we will be doing this year. Let me turn off my TV here. Got a football game going on in the background. Turn it off. We don't want no distractions. So my brothers and my sisters. Wow. A little bit of housekeeping information before we get started today. If you notice, the conference number has changed. The code has changed. I will be sending out different codes for each class about 5 to 10 minutes before the class starts. So that way there is no compromising, which I know I trust you folks. Excuse me, y'all are good ethical people. But so that way you understand because of the quality of information that is being shared today and during the entire year, that's going to be the procedure. So you will be receiving a text message from me if I have your phone number, and that text message will let you know that the show is going on, but it may or may not include the calling number and the code. That will be emailed so that way we can have a little bit of, you know, confidentiality. Along with today's ebook that you received, I only included the first chapter. I think I had chapter one. It's a small ebook. It's only about 120 pages, but I think I only included like 60 pages. That was done on purpose as well. So again, we want to kind of keep everybody focused on the lecture or on the information at hand. I don't want people to skip too far ahead. So that is the purpose for the late notices. That's the purpose for the partial ebook. So when by the time the class finishes, that's when you will be receiving the entire ebook. But for right now, the ebook that you received is a partial ebook on purpose because I do not want you to go ahead and read the other chapters. We want to kind of go through that together because a lot of the information can be a little confusing because of the depth of the information that we will be sharing. So once again, you will be receiving the code daily about 5 to 10 minutes before the show on purpose, late. For some reason or other, if you can't miss the show, it will be recorded and emailed to you later on that day or the next day, probably the next day, just because of the amount of information, the number of people, everything that I have going on. I am a one-man operation, so by the time I download it, edit it, and then email it out, if I have time, I will do it the same day. If not, you will get it the following day. So if you miss a message live, just relax. You'll get it later, later on that day or the following day, as well as for the ebook. Again, I sent the ebook out to everybody. Again, the ebook is a partial ebook on purpose. Let me say it again. So the ebook is a partial ebook on purpose. One more time. The ebook for every, now these rules that we just discussed, well, these are the rules for 2020. So all of 2020 is total different from what we did in 2019. If you notice, I haven't said anything about one-on-one. There's no one-on-ones in 2020. I'm just totally doing away with one-on-ones in 2020. If there is a emergency, if there's something that we need to discuss, you can email me, text me. If I feel like there's something that talking will assist you with, because you guys have all the information now, you just need to implement it. So there's no need for one-on-ones anymore. There's no need for me to hold your hand anymore. Now it's just time to shine. So 2020 is no play. 2020 is big boys and girls. 2020, we got a lot of stuff to cover. So 2020, we're not playing church anymore. So all of the coddling and all of the stuff that, that we did in, 2017, 18, 19, all of that good stuff, them days are gone. So now we're ready to rock and roll. So brothers and sisters, I'm excited because this is the first class for 2020, even though we're still in 2019. As you guys know, a part of the reason why I do that is what we're going to be talking about today, and that is time. Time as you know it, and that time as you've been taught, everything that you've been taught about time is erroneous. That's the purpose of today's message, including why I have set the rules in place the way that they have been set in place, so that way you can understand why I do what I do, because everything that I do is on purpose. Even the bad shit I do is on purpose. By cursing, I curse on purpose because I know it's going to offend someone on purpose. And that offense is because of that definition. So that's what we got to destroy. So you cannot move forward when you have definitions that prevent you from moving forward. And you cannot move forward when you're in a space that's called time. So we have to destroy our reality of what we call time. Because time is nothing but your mentality, as we will see. So let's jump right in. We're going to destroy the matrix called time. Title of today's book show, this series, How to Exit the Matrix Called Time. Everybody has your ebook. If you go to page one, you see the title page. You see my book, Enochian, The Language of Bit Light Beings. Everybody already has that. That's included in the 2019 information. That's on page two. So now if you go down to page three, some more information about, again, there's a little picture on the Enochian calendar there on page three. We're going to be breaking down the Enochian calendar. We've got the copyright page on page four. Now, the reason that I'm going through this is so that way you can see how to write your ebook as well. So I wrote this ebook in about that ebook that you have that I sent everybody, what you're looking at, I wrote that ebook in about 2 days. And if you notice, if I remember, we did all the housekeeping stuff up front. So you guys know that's why you got a partial ebook, because I'm not sending you the entire book, because I don't want you to read ahead, as I said before. I want you to be able to go, so we can go through this step by step. So I sent you the email. Again, the codes are going to be sent late on purpose. The new phone number, new code, 2020, everything's ramped up. Again, no one-on-ones in 2020. I'm only doing one-on-ones as needed on a case-by-case basis. Why? I want everybody to grow up. Y'all are single, standing, cognitive, waveform energies. So it's like your own individual children. You can't do stuff for your children that they have to do for themselves. So it's time for everybody to man up and woman up. So let's get into the introduction. So you see the three chapters. If you notice, this is a short. That's why we're only doing three parts to this series. We've got the introduction. We've got chapter one, the fictitious Gregorian Vatican time schedule that establishes this demonic disposition, as we will prove. Then we're going to go with chapter two, which is what is the real Enochian time, or the real Enochian calendar, which allows us to exit time. That is the creator's time. And then we're going to get into chapter three, which is the life optimization circle, which everybody should have. So again, how to exit this Gregorian ideal that we call time. And if you look on page four, not page four, page eight of the ebook, you see the equinox and solus. And you will see on page eight a very important document. Those are the gates. Those are the portals. If you look at that circle, it looks exactly like the life optimization circle, as far as the four lines and then the three lines. Each of the three lines has 30 days. That's a solstice. That is a 90 degrees for each of the zodiac signs. And if you look at the very top where it says 12 o'clock, you will see month four, Taurus. Well, we have that as month one. So what they did, the new year is March the 25th. Not January the 1st. So, as I will prove, Pope Gregory changed the new year. So that way, everybody's time is lost. Why? Well, what is time? So we got to, before we can even talk about time, we got to explain what it is. Because a lot of people don't know what time is. I didn't know what time is. We're going to go back, and we will come back to this diagram, and we're going to talk about the gates. These are the portals that let you in, so that way you can oscillate and vibrate. And notice that the sun is inside of the circle on page eight. So on page eight, you see a picture of the sun. So the sun is inside of you. But notice it's the S-U-N. So the sun is inside of you, And based upon, for example, notice month one is at the clock. If you're looking at a clock on your wall where it says 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., that's month one, month two, and month three. Notice on the life optimization circle, I start there to explain to you the outer personality. And we do it in reverse. So the reason why this is so important is so that way everybody can understand. So when you explain the life optimization circle and why the life optimization circle is set up the way that it is, it's based upon this information. Now, we're going to go to a higher level of understanding on the life optimization circle during this class and for the rest of 2020. Right now, you want to continue to offer the life optimization circle the way that we have it. This is the advanced circle. This is a new circle that I will be promoting. So I won't be teaching anybody how to do this circle. I'm going to explain it to you. But remember, that's why I don't mind someone copying or stealing my stuff and quote unquote promoting it, because the stuff that they copy and steal and promote, that stuff it only exists at that level. So remember, I'm going all the way back to source. I'm returning all the way back to source. So this is a step-by-step system. So this, what you have is a truth. Well, you have to explain it to people, because there's going to be some information that's going to seem counterintuitive. It's going to seem contradictory. This is where if you're 7 and you're 11, it's going to be very hard for you. Most 7s and 11s, this is where they drop out. Because a 7 cannot mentally, the brain pigeonholes you if you're in 7. If you're an 11, I doubt you even got this far. There's very few people in 11s that are 11s. Now, remember, most of the people in the life management system are 7s and 11s. Most of the 11s, they're not on the call today. They all dropped out. Pretty much like almost 30 people did not go into 2020. They did not purchase none of my stuff for 2020. Let me say that again. Almost all of the people that are 11s and most of the people that are 7s and the few 7s I do got, they're struggling right now. I can feel it in my bones. They're struggling because a 7 changes thought. That's time. Time is a state of mind. Time doesn't exist. The most dangerous thing that you can do is have a change of thought, because that changes time. That changes the dimension, as I will prove. Let's get back into the book. Now, remember, your job is to take what I'm saying today, along with everything that you will be hearing in 2020, do your own research, take my resources that I will be sharing with you inside of this book. Let's go to page 9, Introduction, What is Time? That diagram, you're going to see a lot more of that, or that diagram right there on page 9. Page 9, there are two types of time. There's spiritual time that establishes what the Bible calls immortality. And then there's physical time. That's what the Bible calls mortality. Remember, the Bible says that your corruption must put on incorruptibility. That's time. So corruption, physical time. Incorruptibility, spiritual time. So we're talking about two things. I'm going to spend the majority of my time talking about spiritual time, not physical time. So in the spring of 2006, the Oxford English Dictionary presented a list of the most used words in the English language. The number one word that is used in 2006, according to Oxford English Dictionary, the most used word in the world is time. Time, and again, I'm not going to read it for you, but you can read page 10. As you read through this, you will see the document that proved that time, everybody talks about it. Notice that when you walk through your house, you got stuff that's flashing your time. Why? It's on your watch. It's on your clock. It's on your microwave. It's on your TV. I'm looking at my oven right now from my living room, and there's a time. Why is time always flashed in front of you? Your television, your cookie, go through your house. Look at your computer. At the bottom right corner of my computer is the date and the time. On my cell phone, the first thing that comes up when I click my cell phone to go into my cell phone, you know the first thing that comes up? Time. So time. So somebody wants me to be aware of time, Because time is a state of mind. Now, time doesn't exist, but it does exist because somebody constructed it. They made it exist. It's like, is time a person, place, or thing? Is time a noun? Can somebody explain to me what is time? Cool. What do you think time is? Now, I already told you what time is, but you can't believe me. You got to prove me wrong. Is time a physical object? Can you pick it up? Can you hold it? Can you touch it? Can you taste it? What is time? Now, think for a moment, brothers and sisters. If everything is measured by time. So I want you to read through again at your convenience, of course, page 10. It's going to break down what I'm explaining to you so that way you're understanding that time is one of the most used nouns in the English language. But I thought a noun was a person, place, or a thing. Is time a person? Is time a place? And is time a thing? Well, it depends on your definitions. Because somebody says that it is. But I'm here to prove to you today that it's not. Because time does what? Time is a recording device. It keeps track of stuff. So if you go down to page 11, where there's a big, bold, highlighted paragraph, and it reads on page 11 of your ebook, our sense then is that time doesn't matter. You see, our sense of time depends on how we feel or the state we are in. Be in a happy and contented state, and without you realizing it, time has rushed by. But if you be in a sad and disgruntled state, time drags slowly by. Is there anybody on this call that statement is not true? You ever heard that saying, time flies when you're having fun? Where does that come from? Because remember, everything on earth is designed to keep you in a state of fear. Because that's how time exists. Time is a fear construct. So if you are happy and upbeat, you are in eternity. You're not inside of the devil's construct anymore. The devil don't have no control over you. He's angry and he's pissed off right now because you're on today's call. Why? He can't control your time. What is your time? Your time is your mind. Your state of mind. I need somebody to prove me wrong, not right. What is time? Think. 2020, man, it's going to be a lot of brain. It's going to require a lot of thinking. That's why 11s and 7s, because you are already thinking, you can't think. Now, think about it. You're thinking about it. Your brain never turns out by God. God designed you for your brain not to turn off. Why? What is a 7? Now, if you remember, each letter is a wave or a frequency. So we're talking about intelligence. So a 7 is an entail. So 7s, their tail, intelligence, is in. It comes within. So I'm bringing something that's from without, outside of the 7. So a 7 already got something already in their head. And they have no room for nothing else. So I'm telling you something, but you already got something. So you're gonna have what is called a cognitive dissonance. So the 7 has to make a choice to choose to go with the shit they got in their head already or entertain some new shit. That creates a conundrum. So it's very difficult for a 7, because a 7, again, I love Brother Benjamin, because Brother Benjamin is a guy that you guys will, when we go to California, get a chance to meet Brother Benjamin. All of his numbers is 7, and he has a master number, 77. Brother Benjamin texts me all the time, and Brother Benjamin keep texting me, bro. This dude is like, Brother Benjamin is what, 20? Brother Benjamin, how are you, 21, 22? Young dude. Ass every day. His brain doesn't turn off. This dude I can't wait for him to come up with his products and his service and information, because he's going to be able to help a lot of people. But he's still in the valley. He's still in the learning stage because he's in his early 20s. So he got to go through. He's still stuck in time. So time exists for him. Why? Bored, angry, depressed, confused. All of those emotions keep you in Lucifer's system that we call time. You're not in eternity. Eternity only exists when you can elevate your consciousness past page 12. On page 12, you see a diagram. In the middle of the diagram, that is what is called a royal crest. And in that diagram, you see the month. And you see at the very, very bottom of the page where 6 o'clock, between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, there's what? Janus, January. And then notice the names of each month and what they mean. Now, I break this down in chapter 2 in vivid detail so I can prove to you every word. When you say Monday, you just said a deity. Now, remember, to summon a demon, you must say the name of the demon. This is in all of the movies. Now, how do you prove this? Okay, go to the mall, and if your name is David, and you're walking, and somebody yells, oh, David, what happens to you? You freeze. You stop. You stop time. Now, let me make sure you understand. The word January is named after Janus. Janus is a two-faced god. It's a god that got two faces, Janus. Look at February. February is named after Februa, F-E-B-R-U-A. Now, remember, this is on page, and it's out of your book, the image that I just sent to everybody, your ebook. Where we at? Page 12. And it goes all the way. So I'm not going to say every name. When you say the name of the demon, you summon a demon. Who is the god or the demon or the deity of July? Who do you see on there? A Roman general. What's his name? Julius Caesar. That's why sevens have a hard time. They're generals. They're leaders. They're action. That's why seven is a month of action. But look, notice where it's at on the calendar. Notice where the number seven is at. It's what we call 12. That's the start. That's the start number for the life of, for most people, or for the Gregorian calendar. Now, where is your month at on that calendar? So my month of September is after what? The Latin word September is what? You see the chart? What does it say? Septum. What does that mean in Latin? Seven. That is why everybody in 80% of my clients are sevens or elevens. Because I'm a seven or an 11. But the difference between my seven, so how can I have total awareness? Think about it, brothers and sisters. What is total awareness? Well, that's consciousness. That's intelligence. That's the same thing that a seven is. That's why I attract a lot of sevens. Pretty much almost every female that I ever dated, going all the way back to high school, because the ones that are still alive and around and that I know of and we still on good terms, I'll call and ask them their blood type. You know what? They're all O blood. Every female I've dated has been O blood. And almost every female I've dated has been a 7 or an 11. Or one of the two. Why? Vibration. Remember last night, the show that I did last night. What you be is what you attract. The problem is, being is not a thought. So sevens, like me, we focus on what we think instead of focusing on the environment from which the thought comes from. So there is a three thoughts in one. That's why we live in a 3D reality. The D stands for dimensions or demons. So you cannot manifest nothing unless your 3Ds are exactly the same, not time. Dimensions and dispositions exist. Time doesn't. You're paying attention to time. You go to work on time. You go to bed on time. You do shows on time. You eat on time. You sleep on time. You know, everything you do is based upon time. It's not based upon destiny or disposition. So this goes so deep that when you really, really examine what is going on, the enemy has got everybody out of their destiny and into time. That's why we have time. So the number September really means seven. Look what October means. October, why is it the 10th month? October really is the 8th month. It's the octagon, octa, O-C-T-O, octo. It's the octagon. What is an octagon? Is it an eight-shaped object? So when they changed time, calendar, they changed your frequency. So now you're confused. I'm a 7, but I'm born in the 9. I walk around here talking about, oh, I'm a 9. No, Negro, you ain't no 9, you're a 7. And then people that's born in July, they're 7s. But they're not 7s. July is not the 7th month. It is in the Greco-Roman system. Because that's Vatican time. But we ain't in, I ain't in Vatican time no more. Look at June. June is Juno. J-U-N-O. That's the goddess of marriage. Well, Dr. Span that. And her husband. Dr. Span, I think, which one of y'all born in June? I think it's either you or the husband. One of y'all born in June. But that's why the way, that's why the relationship, somebody got to have a good marriage. Because they're under the frequency of the god of marriage. But do they got heteros gamas? Or do they got twin flame? Or do they got holy matrimony? From what I've seen, yeah. But the reason that they have a good marriage is because they're under the spell, the frequency, wave of the queen of the gods of marriage. Look at November. So November is November. That actually means 9. So November is 9. And then look at December. December in Latin means decim, which means 10, like a decimal. So we, the devil set this system up to, number one, destroy, as we would explain, the big G's system, and to bring about confusion. That's what time does, confusion. So if you look at the next chapter that I have, again, in bold caps on page 12, it says, we can begin to see from this that our deeper inner spiritual life does not experience time, but instead it experiences changes in states of mind or changes in states of being. Now, we don't use the word state. Nobody does. Why? We should use the word states instead of the word time. So anything, let me go back to the book, page 12, anything like as much as time, but we do sometimes say of people, what a state you have got yourself into. I've heard that saying. Man, I've heard people say you're in a pickle when they've done something bad. We use the word state when we talk about depression. I've heard doctors say you're in a depressed state. Now, this is extremely important, so I put a couple of examples in there on page 13. Yesterday, I was so wrapped up in my own problems that I couldn't be bothered with anyone else. But today, I have been helping a neighbor with their gardening. I was in a state of being so wrapped up in my own problems that I couldn't bother with anyone else's. But my state has changed, and I have been helping a neighbor with their gardening. Two exact statements. But one is with the word state. So the way that we should talk is we should use the word state instead of the word time. Time is an illusion. Your state of mind is not. Everybody on this call right now, you are in a specific state of mind. It is my thought, prayer, hope, wish, dream that you are in a positive state of mind. That's where you're outside of time. But if you are in a negative, depressed state of mind, you're in time. So the only way you can exist in time is if the devil can control your mind. Time and mind. Time. So it's like mining for gold. Remember in the Anunnaki story, they came to earth to what? Mine gold. Nope, they came to earth to time God. They wanted to put God in time. You are God. I was watching the movie Glass last night. Crazy. Crazy. At the end of the movie, the lady goes over and she whispers to the three, you know, guys, the three superheroes, and she tells them, we cannot have gods amongst us. She's telling them, we can't allow you to wake everybody else up. Because self-awareness is contagious. Self-godhood is contagious. That's why I can do a show or video and I'll have 50 views on it. I did a thing this morning where I sent a thing on Facebook and I sent it to my wife just to see, and then I had her send me something. And do you know that it didn't show up on my feed, and I showed her on my phone. She created a new page, a business page, which I've been encouraging her to do for 10 years. And just like everybody else, she's step by step. She sent it to me. It's nowhere on my Facebook feed. It's nowhere in my likes or nothing. It didn't even show up. Time is an algorithm. You're like, so Facebook and the world is based upon that, I'm going to use the word demonic, algorithm, for lack of a better term. Because we're supposed to be in a state of mind. We're not supposed to be in a state of time. So everybody on this call, moving forward, you can no longer be in a state of mind. I mean, you can a state of time. You got to be in a state of mind. You got to be minding your mind, especially if you're in 11 or 7, if you're born in September or July. Everybody got to do it, but you're more gifted, we'll put it that way. Why? Because God knows he gave you something called awareness or consciousness, not intelligence. So really, 7s, 9s, 11s, it's not intelligence. It should be called spiritual consciousness, not spiritual intelligence. So that means awareness. That means perception. That's why September is the month of what? Total awareness, total perception. But septum means 7. 7 is the number of total awareness. So 7s and 9s are pretty much the same. If you look at the 9 and look at the 7, if you just move that little curve off of the 9, what do you got? You got a 7. So 7s and 9s are pretty close. So time is simply an illusion of the mind. But why? What is the purpose of time? The purpose of time is to keep you in fear, doubt, and unbelief. Think about it. Because remember, time doesn't exist if you're not in fear. How do I know? I've been living my life like today. I'm always behind because I'm in eternity. So for me, time, I looked up and it was like 11:45. I actually, you know, I wanted to be set up sooner or faster. But time. Because why? My state of mind is not in time. I'm totally oblivious. So people would think I'm late on purpose. You guys may think I start my shows on purpose. There are people who get angry and upset at me because of the Dear Canary reports, or quote unquote late according to them, because they're in time. I'm not in time. So I have no awareness of what your perception is. And so people have to remind me, and I got to remind myself, because I'm in spiritual time. I am not in physical time. So every day I got to remind myself I'm dealing with people that are in physical time, and I'm in spiritual time. So they're gonna get angry. I don't even have that emotion. I have to work it up. I have to think about something, and then I force myself because I know I'm dealing with people who are in time. Because I'm gonna be honest, as God is my witness, you know, the wives get angry at me all the time. Because I'm not in time, I'm in a state of mind. So my state of mind is not on, we're supposed to meet mom and her mom and dad for lunch. What? Why? We're supposed to meet them at a specific time. But I'm in a specific state of mind. I'm never, ever thinking about there's something I can do it on a time. My state of mind is wealth. My state of mind is health. My state of mind is wisdom. My state of mind is relationship. I am in a mental state. I don't even do time. So I got to, I'm always losing customers because people get angry and pissed off because I'm not in time. I'm in a state of mind. And my state of mind is produce, 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 produce. And thankfully, due to the system that I developed, every 15 minutes, I'm producing. So I would spend 15 minutes working on a project, and then bam, I go to the next thing, because my state of mind is conscious of the different states that I need to maintain to be productive. But my state of mind is not focused on time. My state of mind is focused on purpose. So I'm not in a depressed state. I'm not in a oppressed state. Therefore, I'm not in a possessed state. But there's a lot of people who are still possessed by fear. So we've got to remember, what is possession? What is state? What is time? If you look at the paragraph at the bottom of page 13, it says, because of our worldly obsessions with time, we rarely take time to think more deeply about how our inner states change. And yet, there will come a time when you pass from this world fully into the spiritual world. And then our whole environment will be determined by the state we are in and not by time. That's how I know death is an illusion. That's why I had a deeper overstanding with Shamora transition on June the 30th, because I'd already did the research. I'd already I understood that Shamora went from a state to another state. Now, let's go back, page 13. The paragraph above that says, we may talk about how we feel or felt yesterday, and the fact that today we feel differently. The time involved is very unimportant. So from yesterday to today, that's not the point. What's the point? What is important is that we have changed from one state to another state, from a state of not caring for others to a state of wanting to help others. So what's important is not time. What's important is your inner spiritual state. How often does your state of mind change? Not the functioning that you're doing in time. So look at the top of page 14. Top of page 14. In this very physical world we inhabit, we have become dominated by time and the need to do certain things on time, or at the right time, or before time. And yet, spiritually, we need to become more and more concerned about our state of mind. I should have put that in. I'm going to re-edit that. About our state and how we can change it. So, second paragraph. Are we in a self-centered or introverted state? Or are we in a selfless and outward or outgoing state, looking to meet the needs of others rather than ourselves? Of course, our states will move almost imperceptibly from one state to another. Almost. It is almost imperceptibly, meaning you are totally unaware when your states change. And boo-boo, you should be more aware of when your states change than when the time change. Right now, you spend all your time focusing on when time changes. Boo-boo, you should spend all of your states focusing on when your states change, because that's where you're going. That's where Shamora's at. Shamora's in a different state. She's outside of time. So I'm already in that state. I'm in a state of mind. I am mining my mind. I am M-I-N-I-N-G. Is there anybody mining their mind, or are you mining your time? If I'm a betting man, I'm putting all of my money on the fact that you're probably mining your mind. I mean, mining time, and you're not mining your mind. Now, this is so important that we gotta pause for a moment. We gotta take a praise break, if you will, for us to over and understand the depth of the statement that the statements that I am making, because nobody talks about states. So on your life optimization circle, those are states, not time. Let me say it again. This is extremely, extremely important. If you have the ability to, you know, take your brain and put it in a state, and it's going to be difficult because how many people you know does that are in a state that we're talking about right now? Answer, nobody. So before we continue on through this, and we're just about done. This is, you know, this is the intro today, and then we're going to be able to whiz right through the rest of this fairly quickly. So everybody, as you see by the workbook, operates in a state, and everybody has the ability to change their state. So time doesn't exist. We think it does, but it doesn't. There's no such thing as time. Time is a man-made construct. Okay, but Will, if time is a man-made construct, how should we exist? Since I don't live my life on time, how should I live my life? Well, you should live your life on states. If you take, and if you look at your life optimization circle, what you're seeing is different states. Each state, if you go around the states, those are 12 different states. So source code gave you the states that you're supposed to live in. Now, notice that we have the United States of America. We live in the United States of America. So time doesn't exist. So this is not a clock. So everybody, if you look at a clock, I don't have a, do I got a clock? I don't even own a clock, man. That's crazy. So this is a clock. So when you look at the life, when we get to the chapter 3 of the workbook, so if you look at the book that I sent you, and if you go to your life out to my website, lifeoptimizationreport.com, those these are not times. Each one of this on your clock where it says 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, that's time. That shit doesn't exist. That's 12 states, 1 state, 2 state, 3 state, 4 state, 5 state, 6 state. Each place where there's a number on a clock, that's a state of mind. So if you go and do that, you step outside of time. You are either in time or outside of time. So how do you get outside of time? What are the 12 attributes and characteristics that should be on your mind? To get outside of time, you got to mind your mind. Mining. Remember, according to all of the ancient texts, the Sumerians came to this planet. The Anunnaki, they came here, Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. Those from heaven that came down to earth. And they came down here, according to the Sumerian text, because they want to mine gold. Mind, M-I-N-D. Or was it M-I-N-E? Or was it M-I-N-I-N-G? Mining. Mining for gold. Take out Lucifer. G-O-L. Take the L out. If you get rid of Lucifer, you got G-O-D. They were mining God. This is how you put God in a box. This is how you cut. So to put God in a box, you construct time. Because God is eternal. What are the attributes of God? He's all-knowing, all-power, all-present. He's all-simple and he's all-benevolent. So to get the opposite of that, they had to create something called time. And so the Vatican, the Gregorian calendar that we all live in, that keeps you in fear, doubt, unbelief. That is what time is. Time is a man-made construct. You should be living based upon states of mind, not physical time. States of mind are spiritual. What is a state of mind? Is it physical? What is a mental state? What is love? What is joy? What are the fruits of the spirit? Are those physical? No. Now, they express in the physical realm through a chemical. So there's a chemical called oxytocin. So the body releases a chemical when a state is maintained. And say that again, not time. So nothing happens at 12 o'clock, but something will happen at love o'clock. What happens? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such thing there is no time. See, time exists, brother. Time exists, sister, for you. Why? Because you're not in that state of mind. You're either in a state of mind or you're in a state of time. That's it. Time exists for people who don't maintain their mind. That's why the enemy has to make sure that there is something to keep you in a low vibrational state. Because then you're not on the interstate, you're in time. Time is controlled by fear, doubt, unbelief, jealousy, envy, strife, licentiousness. All of the fruit of the flesh, that's physical. That controls physical time. But brothers and sisters, if you look at the page, let's go back to the page 14 of the ebook. It says, of course our states will move almost imperceptibly, meaning you almost can't perceive it, from one state to another. Let's go down to the next sentence. But what matters most is the general direction we are going in on our pathway of life. So the only thing matters, time doesn't matter. State of mind does. Time doesn't matter. Remember that saying, mind over matter? So time doesn't matter. Everybody, they go to work on time, you get up on time, you don't, that doesn't matter. What matters? What is your state of mind when you get to work on time? So you get to work on time. You're supposed to be there at 8. You get there at 7:55. You get to work early, but you pissed off because you've been stuck in traffic. So even though you get to work on time, what is your state of mind? So time controls your states of mind. So time doesn't exist. States of mind does. Let me say it again. Time does not exist. What is time? Is time a person? No. Is time a place? No. Is time a thing? No. Why do we call it a noun? Time is not a person, place, or a thing. So everybody focuses on time. But time doesn't exist. The only thing that really, really exists is the state that you maintain. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 1. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, number no time. John 14, 1. And then John 15, 12. This is my commandment that I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 15, verse 12. So we're supposed to maintain our state of mind. We're not supposed to maintain our time. Time is a Vatican construct. Time was changed by Pope Gregory in 1582, as we will break down in chapter of my book, again, How to Exit the Vatican Time System. When we get to chapter 3 of the book, we're going to break that down. So, again, for all of my paid clients, let's look at the bottom of page 14. Angels do not know what time is. If they think of a state when time is mentioned. So let me make sure you understand that. Remember, angels are in eternity. We are angels inside of time. So when you step out of time, what do you become? You go back to being what you were before you got into time. That's how we know death doesn't exist. That's what the Bible says, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Time is an illusion. Although it's a very persistent one, it's still an illusion. Time establishes, and if you go and look on my book on page 15 of the book, everybody at home, look at page 15 of the book. What do you see? The Vatican deception. The key that opens the five-pointed star. So time keeps you inside of the five-pointed star, the Baphomet. Or it's a goat of Mendes. A five-pointed star upside down, that is time. Time is a five-pointed star to keep you and to occupy an unpleasant state of mind. Time exists in fear. That's why time flies when you're having fun. It doesn't exist. All you got to do is put yourself in a space where you're having fun. Watch how fast. Your life will be like mine. You lose all concept of what we call time. Let's go again, page 14. A pleasant state makes time seem brief. An unpleasant state, one makes it seem very long. We can therefore see that time in the spirit world is simply an attribute of the state. So time is just an attribute of an unpleasant state. Time only exists when you're poor. Time only exists when you're sick. Time only exists when you're ignorant. Time only exists when you're in a bad relationship. If you're in a good relationship and you love somebody and they curl your toes and all you do is think about them, you are in a state of bliss. You are in an elevated state of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. What happens? Bam! Y'all have so much fun. You go on vacation. What happens when you're on vacation? You know how fast it goes and then you get to work? You know how slow time goes when you are at work? So why does time fly when you have fun? And why does time go so slow when you're not having fun? Page 16 of my book, How to Exit the Matrix Called Time. My book, How to Exit the Matrix, How to Exit the Matrix of the Vatican System Called Time. Spiritual time is a desired experience and spiritual motion of the universal soul and its particular souls, plural, toward obtaining self-perfection at the rank of the universal intelligence. In English, let me say that again. Spiritual time is a thought, desire, to have an experience, life, that evolves, E-V-O-L-L-O-V-E, love. So spiritual time, totally different from physical time. There's two types of time, boo-boo. You are in physical time that is a mental construct to control the mind. I'm in a spiritual time that is a state of mind that's in love because it's elevated above time. Most Negroes I know, they're not in a mental state that is above time. What does the Bible say? Walk in the spirit, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. So spiritual time, the life of the soul, is the cause of the existence of the physical world that we call a body. So, again, back to my book, page 15. The mental time that we as human beings experience when we are in deep thought, when we are in a dream, when we are in moments of sheer happiness, sheer bliss, when your toes are curled like this, clink, when your toes are curled, that's a moment of what we call bliss. When we are in those moments of unlimited happiness, bam, that is when we are in a spiritual state. We are in a other. Now, we're going to get into science. We're going to talk about the different states of the brain, and that science proves the same thing when you're in that high, elevated state. So the evolution of the human soul from imperfection to perfection is based upon spiritual time. What is spiritual time? Spiritual time is a state of mind. What is physical time? Physical time is a focus on a clock, a calendar. Spiritual time is a focus on an emotion or a feeling or love. So you're in spiritual time or physical time based upon your mind. You're in physical time or spiritual time based upon your mind. And boo-boo, it's time for you to shine. Let's go. Everybody that's on this call today, your life is about to change. You don't even know it. But I'm going to tell you. I'm telling everybody and their grandmother. Because I told Source back on January the 1st of 2009, if you tell me, I'm going to tell everybody. And I'm not interested in King James. I know I ain't got nothing against King James. But I'm interested in the truth, not a truth. Let's go back to the workbook. Let's break this down. So spiritual time is the life of the soul. Physical time is the life of the flesh. Physical time is the motion of physical bodies, and its existence depends on a physical body. The perception of physical time is only possible due to the consciousness of the human soul, and the human soul's inner perceptions are part of spiritual time. So in both cases, again, I'm at the bottom of page 15 of the book. In both cases, page 16, in both cases, physical time is caused by spiritual time. So time is nothing but a mother state of mind to control your behind. That was an eloquent statement. Was y'all think so? That was an eloquent statement on page 17. Time is nothing but a beep, 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 beep state of mind to control your behind. That's all time is. Time is control. Why? Everybody does everything based upon time. Is there anybody listening to me? Y'all came to today's show on time. But boo-boo, what is your state of mind right now? If you're 7, what is your state of mind right now? Look at the picture on page 19 by Harvey Mackey, Harvey McKay, I think it is. Being rich isn't about money. Wow. Being rich is a state of mind. I learned this about 20 years ago, and I've been fighting demons ever since. Being rich ain't got shit to do with money. This is so crazy. Like, it is almost, I have to be very careful. I spend a lot of time alone because of my state of mind. I have to quarantine because everybody else is in time. And I'm the only reason that my marriage works is because I spend more time alone. We spend more time separated than we do together. Because my state of mind, the only reason I got the life management system is because y'all in different states. Do you know how many clients I have in the state of Texas? Zero. It took me a while to figure it out. I was like, how come I ain't got no clients in Texas? I live in Texas. How come I don't have no clients in San Antonio? My neighbors on both sides of me, they have no idea what I do for a living. I wasn't going over there and I was going to tell them one day and I was going to tell them, and then my spirit told me no. And I kept asking source, like, now I'm in San Antonio, Hispanic, heavy, heavy Catholic, Catholicism, the hardcore Catholics. And my neighbors on both sides of me are older Hispanic, you know, couples. My neighbor across the street is Hispanic. Everybody's in the neighborhood is Hispanic or white. And the reason why I'm explaining this to you as we bring today's message to a close is because money is a state of mind. So if money is a state, why do you go to work on time instead of maintaining your state of mind? It's a trick. Work is a trick because you can't, the reason I stopped working, but if I couldn't maintain my state of mind at work, I tried to find different jobs, and it was really interesting because I noticed the trick when I was at USAA, when I was working in insurance. I noticed the complexity, especially then when I went from USAA, I switched over, and I remember I became a adjuster at United Healthcare, which is what I brought my wife in at the time. That's right around the time we met. She lived in San Antonio all her life. She never even drove to the north side of town. I could not believe when I first met her, I was like, what do you mean? You never been to the north side of town. She said, no, because remember, the north side here in San Antonio, that's like the white folks side of town. So when I met my wife, we both were working in a federal halfway house. She was working at a female facility. I was working at the male facility. I thought we never saw each other until there was a corporate meeting. Because I just worked with men, which was probably the best thing I ever did in my life. Because then I wasn't around any females. Because remember, females used to be my issue. And so I noticed the complexity of the job. Because remember, at the time I was working there, everything I'm doing right now, I had already ordered and I wanted to do. But I couldn't. I had no time to think about or to put my state of mind on my shiznit. My state of mind was on, I'm dealing with freaking felons, dude. Do that. That was trying to take my life. Do you think I was going to be engaged? I thought about, why did I go into, out of all the branches of the service, I went into the Marines. Now, I don't know, I had the fortunate experience to not only be on the NTC at a Navy base in San Diego, and I saw the Navy and the Marines, and I was like, damn, I should have went into the Navy. Then I got sent to work with the Coast Guard, and I said, oh, shizness, them freaking civilians in uniform, I want to be one of them dudes. Then I got stationed at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. I was at the LE Academy, Law Enforcement Academy, and I was training young Marines to be cops. I was an LE instructor at Lackland Air Force Base. And I got to the Air Force Base, and there was a meeting. The colonel walked in, and an enlisted dude said, hey, what's up, John? We still along for golf this afternoon? He said, yeah, Dave. 7 o'clock, right? Yeah, 7 o'clock. I'm like, what the f*** is that? I almost lost my mind. There was no engagement. If you're in the Air Force, you can be in the Air Force, and you can do whatever the hell you want to do. You can do whatever. You can have three other jobs. If you're a Coast Guard, you can be in the Coast Guard and you can do other shit, too. If you're a Marine, your ass, you're a Marine. 24 seconds, you're on call. Shit pops off, you gone, boo-boo. There are Marines right now in countries that you never even heard of. So we ain't even in a state of war. Marines are detached everywhere right now. And people don't even know. Like the Marines, we only do one thing, that's kill. Every Marine is trained to kill. Now you got a part, you got a secondary MOS, but your primary, you're 0151, boo-boo. I mean, 0311. They call it Bushmaster. Infantry. They occupy your state of mind all the time. So I get out of the Marines, I go into law enforcement. Out of the one frying pan into another. So I'm driving around, and every time I make a stop, I remember one time I almost got exited. I walked up on a van, and my gut told me, don't do it. But I was pissed off because the van wouldn't stop. And it was one of them old conversion vans, and it had tinted windows. And my gut told me, I'm a Marine. I don't listen to my gut. I was pissed off. Followed the dude. I turned my lights on. I got on my pull button. Hey, pull over. Dude kept driving. He wasn't speeding or nothing. He just kept driving really slow. And he went to a dark, secluded area. I walk up to the van. There's a guy sitting. I later found out there was a guy sitting in the back of the van that had a gun to my head as I walked up to the van. And it was a drug deal. The van was full of drugs. I had no idea. Because the van got many windows in it, and it was the van windows were, and I remember it's legal to have limousine tint in the back, but not on the driver's side. If I get to the driver's side, I can see the driver. Say, hey, man, you know why I stopped you? And he said, yeah, and I did my routine, me, Mr. Nice Guy. The only reason I'm here is because I issued them a warning, not a ticket, and I did not ask to search the vehicle. Because as I found out later, because that same van got stopped, and another cop got shot. And the exact same thing happened, but it was supposed to happen to me. The only reason it didn't happen to me is I issued them a warning ticket. The same shit that I used to get in trouble for every day saved my life. But when I was a cop, I had no time to think. I wanted to, even when I was a cop, I wanted to do what I'm doing right now. But I couldn't plan it. I had no time. I couldn't establish a state of mind to draw. Remember, the only way, as I talked about last night, this is everybody's problem, as God is my witness. I wish God himself could come down here and wake y'all up, man. Negro, you are in where you at because your mind is where you at. Your state of mind doesn't allow you to shine. That's it. Drop the mic and exit the damn stage. Change your state of mind, man. Get out of time. Time is designed to keep your ass from shining. Time is designed to occupy your mind. Time is designed to control your behind. It worked for me for 50 years. So when Negroes in time, I do not talk to, hang out with, nor associate with Negroes in time. Because that is a Luciferian system to try to keep me from shining. I noticed how when I was in church, them Negroes always got something to do. It controls my time. I ain't got time to go no damn freaking men's, this. I ain't got time to go freaking pass out no food to the homeless. I ain't got time to do your shit, man. I'm doing my own. Everything on this earth is designed to occupy your mind through time. It ain't about time, boo-boo. They use time to control your mind. Time, look at your job. Look at what you're doing. Even your children, your family members, your family calling you, hey, girl, what are you doing today? And you go, you do stuff. Being rich is a state of mind. If you just don't do nothing else but maintain your state of mind. See, it doesn't matter how much money. Let me go back to the quote on page 19. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. See, you would never be free enough to take time to stop and eat the heart of the watermelon. And some of us, interesting that he's talking about the heart of a watermelon, and some of us will be rich without ever being more than a paycheck away or a paycheck ahead of the game. Why? Rich has nothing to do with money. I know a lot of people that got a lot of money, but they don't. Their state of mind is controlled by the fictitious Gregorian Vatican time system. Tomorrow, we break down the Vatican. We get into page 20 of the book where we start going through the months, the days, the year. I'm excited. I can't wait to get down where we go through each month and each day. I almost put each hour. Everything you've been taught is a lie. Everything. Why does the Pope wear the same hat as a Dagon priest? Why does the Pope wear the same hat as a Dagon priest? Who is Dagon? You see, brothers and sisters, time is the only reason you don't shine. That's it. Because time controls the mind. When you look at your mind, it is controlled by time. Because time really doesn't exist. Time is a way to record states of mind. Time is a recording device. So I know what happened on June the 30th at 9:30 p.m. because I was in a state of mind because I got a phone call from my daughter in a frantic state of mind. I remember Sade's state of mind. I talk about Janice the 1st of 2009. Why? How do I remember that date? Because of my state of mind. I was sitting in an apartment with a loaded gun. After preaching, teaching, just got divorced from my first wife. Not just got out. We had been separated for like 5 years, but everything was finalized. I got the papers in the mail. I just got my daughter. It wasn't a brand new car, but a car for her. She had graduated. But the way that I did it, I shouldn't have done it that way. So I remember time. Not because of time. I remember time because the state of mind. I remember that time because of the state of mind. States of mind are more important than time. Do not focus on setting goals and have a date. I want to become a millionaire by this date. No, boo-boo. I am a millionaire today because I maintain the state of mind of a millionaire today. Being a millionaire has nothing to do with having $1 million in the bank. Being a millionaire has to do with maintaining a million states of mind. Your mind is on that state a million times. That's how you become a millionaire. Right now, the amount of time or state of mind is not equivalent to your shine. Remember in the movie Dark Tower, the gunslinger told the kid, they track you by your shine. His shine, whenever he concentrated, remember he was sitting in the chair and he would concentrate his mind. That was controlling states. How do you change dimensions? You are in 3D. How do you change from 3D to 2D, 2D to 1D? That's really 5D. That's why we got 5G to control your 5D. We live in a 3D. Boo-boo, I'm in 5D. Get ready to go to 7D. They don't even talk about that. How do you change these dimensions, states? What state of mind, as we were going to be breaking down in Chapter 3, when we go through the life optimization states? The reason why I chose the word optimization for my life optimization system and the life optimization circle is because right now you are being optimized by different things that are non-benevolent. What are those things, as we will break down tomorrow? That was established and decreed by Pope Gregory back in 1582 A.D. And it was developed by Benjamin Franklin over here in like 1700. These are demons. As I've been saying for many years, the word they means deity. The word deity means demon or daemon. So, soul invictus. Soul invictus. SOLINVICTUS. And again, we're going to break this down later. Soul invictus is the official sun god of Sunday. So every person that uses that word and say, pronounce it phonetically, summons Soul Invictus. He shows up, he hang out with you. So your state of mind that you are unconscious, you have no idea, totally unaware. This is why dogs don't hunt. This is why Groundhog Day exists. Because for me, I should be under the frequency, the wave, the vibration of 549 when I'm looking at my life optimization chart going counterclockwise. But if I'm under Soul Invictus, I'm not under the state. I'm not in the state. And now this is all unconscious. This all works below the threshold of your consciousness or your awareness. You have no idea that frequency, that wave, that vibe. That is the program. That is why you can't get out of Groundhog Day, because you are unaware. The devil hates to be aware. He doesn't like to be seen. But the moment you expose the devil, if you want to use that term, that just simply means life lived. The moment you expose that you're living your life on time, bam, that's how you shine. But they can track your shine. When you start to shine, you attract Soul Invictus. They say, oh, we got an enlightened one. That's why Yahushua always had that halo. That's why they came to him. Why? Because he activated his mind with his God-given design. That allowed him to step out of what you and I call time. The enemy uses this thing that we call family, this interview is a thing that we call food. How much time do you spend? You know, I just did this a couple of days ago. It was last week. Fast for a day or two. See what happens. I guarantee you, if you fast, not for the, you know, health benefits, bump that. That doesn't really matter. If you fast, you're going to notice one thing. How much time do you spend buying, preparing, and eating food? I was blown away. I had all this time, free time on my hand because I wasn't eating, I wasn't prepping, or I wasn't, you know, excommunicating what I had already eaten. Do you know how much time you spend? Or do you know how much states of mind you spend on food? Do you have 1 million states of mind on wealth? Do you have 1 million states of mind on health, not food? Do you have 1 million states of mind on oneness with source or wisdom? Do you have 1 million states of mind on relationship with yourself? Is your mind on yourself? Probably not. Is your mind on what we are discussing right now? Probably not. Wisdom. Is your mind on maintaining a mental disposition? Because your mood is more important than your food. Your mood, you can be a vegetarian, you do all that crap, man, yoga, tai chi, it's a waste of freaking time. If your mood is whack, your mood is way, because your mood is your state of mind. So your state of mind, that allows you to shine. They track your states. So if you don't have a state of mind, you don't shine. So you don't show up on the radar. The devil tracks your mental disposition. He don't track your physical activity. The devil don't give a damn how much money you got. He don't care you sleep with all the shit you focus on. The devil, the bad guys, they don't give a flying beep about that. They care about one thing. What is your mental disposition? They control that. How? With time. So tomorrow, we break down the 7 demons that control your mind. Right now, you're under the control of Sol Invictus, Luna, Tiara, Odin, Jupiter, Figure, or Saturn. Right now. Today is Saturn's day. So you're probably under the spell of the Roman god of Saturnalia. We all are, because that's a frequency, a wave that's been released into the air. Now, you can override it. How? Do the same thing I do. What do I do? My mental disposition is on what activities do I do that generate capital? What activities do I do to maintain health? What activities do I do to maintain wisdom? What activities do I do to maintain a great relationship with myself? It's amazing because the people outside of me, and this is no knock on nobody. I'm just explaining this because this is where I'm at. Now, when I'm in another state, okay, I'll talk about that state. But boo-boo, I'm the real deal, holy free. I keep it real. Ain't no shame in my game. But I control my states. So people can't understand that my state is always upbeat. So I got up this morning, I took out the trash, you know, did laundry, washed the dishes, you know, got ready to do the day's show. And the wife is like, babe, well, I was going to have the kids do that. So she doesn't require the kids to do like what I require my kids to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because, you know, like she tells me, the kids are in school, you know, and the kids are, they got sports. And the kids, well, shit, my kids did that too. And they still kept their room clean. They still clean. But that's two different parenting styles. But see, the old me would try to control. I would get angry. I would get pissed off. I would change my state. The devil's good, man. The devil's good. I'm telling y'all. Y'all think this is a game? Your ass is being conned. I guarantee you married to or you with somebody that's controlling your state. Are you with somebody that lets you have a free state? I tell my wife all the time, babe, you do it anything you want. Because she's never here. And she don't understand why I'm not pissed off. The dishes are never done. I do the dishes. I do the laundry, fold the laundry, take out the trash, walk the dog. And they don't understand. that shit doesn't bother me because it used to. So my children, they look at me, they're like, Dad, what the fuck happened to you? Like, who is this dude? The dude that we knew, he didn't do nothing at home. He was always gone. He was always working, 3 jobs. Yeah, because it's going to have 5 mouths to feed. Your mama didn't work. Because I told her not to work. But I came from the old school. The man works, the woman stays home. So I told her, hey, you take care of the kids, I bring in the money. Bet, that's the deal that we had. Then when I divorced her, she didn't even know how to pump her own gas. She never had a checking account. So I had to do that for her. That's why I never really had a relationship 5 years after I got divorced. Because I was spending so much time trying to help my ex-wife. Because I set up a system that told her, put the keys to your happiness in my pocket. That's how I know that shit don't work. That's why she was strung out on drugs the last 2 years of Shamor's life. Because she believed me, Willie Fufu, the fool. You put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket if you want to, they going to control your ass. How do I know? What do y'all think I just did when I went to Houston? You know, I told you the story. Keep the keys to your happiness in your pocket. How do you keep your own keys? Who's controlling your states, brother? Who's controlling your states, sister? I guarantee you it's probably not you. Bump time, control your state of mind. But sister, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. Tomorrow we're going to pop out part 2. I guess we do the same time. I usually do my Facebook Live thing. But yeah, we got better fish to fry. So we'll do part 2. We'll get into part 2 of the book. So you guys can read ahead if you want. I'll finish up the book today. Send you guys the rest. Man, we'll do it tomorrow. Because otherwise you guys will end up reading it, chapter 3. We don't get you too far ahead. Tonight, at 6 or 7, we are going to do the first training class for everybody that's part of the investment club. So again, this is only for the investment club members where we're going to go through the life management circle. I'm going to teach you step by step. We're going to be on the video. So for tonight's class, you need a laptop. You really can't listen to the audio because it's a video. It's video format. So I'm going to share my screen so you can see how to process the life management circle, which is life optimization report. Then we're going to go to the labor of love report. Then we're going to go to the Dear Kenny report. So it's going to take us a couple of months, but it's going to take us a while to get through the training because step by step, I'm going to make sure that everybody, I think it was 14, I think I counted, members, you guys know who you are, everybody who paid the $1,000 for the Life Management Investment Club. Now, remember, this is totally different from the 2020 Total Awareness. So you can be a member of the 2020 Total Awareness and not a member unless you take advantage of the 3-for-1 that I did that ended on October the 15th, where you got all 3 programs for that 1 payment of $1,000 or 2 payments of $500. So you know who you are. I'll be sending out the email, so it's going to be on the other venue that allows me to share my screen. This is the good part. This is where you guys can actually start, promoting and processing these life optimization circles, which, again, I'm teaching you the current version. The new version is just a little bit different, and I'll be talking about it. But I'm the only one that's going to be processing it at this point because that's the whole new circle for 2020, which is a little different from the current circle that you have right now. And we'll be talking about that a little bit tomorrow because I remember, hey, the master never tells a student everything. I mean, like, come on, y'all. Let's keep it real. I got to keep a couple of nuggets in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? But I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. We'll see everybody later on tonight for part 1 of the Life Optimization Training Class. I love you guys. Take care. God bless.